Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Many people are afraid. When you hear of what is happening in this world, they are afraid. So today our subject is fear. The Bible takes this from Psalm chapter 74, verse 20. Have respect unto the covenant. Have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of violence. I read it again. Have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of violence. Amen.
Amen.
Fear is one of the world's worst things that a person can experience. Fear is an intensely unpleasant emotion in response to perceiving or recognizing danger or threat. This is what the dictionary says. Fear causes severe health problems. Fear makes a person like paralyzed. Fear has a reaction that is anger or threat. There are situations where you are afraid of. You can be afraid to go on an unknown road. Or you can be afraid when it is dark. You can be afraid of people that you don't know. You can be afraid of an exam in fear of failing. All people in this world are experiencing fear at one time or another. There are many different causes, many different events that cause fear. If you are attacked, or if you are robbed, you're afraid. If you had a car accident, you're afraid to drive again. Many victims cannot react properly because they are paralyzed with fear. But there are also those who are always afraid. Whatever is, whatever happens, of everything and anything, they are afraid. And that is the spirit of fear. Today, there are many fear makers. Fear makers. You have to understand, if someone is afraid, they do everything that you tell them. They're even afraid of the one who tells them to do something. They're even afraid of everything. We have the most recent example of fear making. In the year 2020, just 2 years ago, all media was full of COVID. COVID, COVID. People got sick of the word COVID. The message was, if you get COVID, you will die. That was the message. You get COVID, you will die. On TV, they showed coffins of many people, so many full of coffins, and they said, all these people have died of COVID. Many coffins, so many have died of COVID, they said. And everybody thought, this is terrible. But when I saw that picture, I recognized the picture that I had seen a few months before. I had seen the same picture long before anybody spoke about COVID. Actually, this is a coffin of victims of people who died with a boat accident. From that moment on, I knew it is a lie. What they're telling us is lie. They show the picture to make people afraid. They want people to be afraid. Then came the lockdown. Why did the whole entire world lock down at the same time? Every country of the world. Because they were afraid of America. They were afraid of America. Because CDC, FDA, and WHO, and Anthony Fauci, and many others, they told the terrible effects of COVID is death. And so we have to lock down. And Bill Gates, he propagated it. African leaders who refused to lock down their country were killed. I know three of them. So the whole world was afraid. Leaders were afraid. Their subjects were afraid. They came up with the masks. Scientifically, masks never help to stop the virus. They said if you carry a mask, the virus will not spread. But it did. After the mask, they came up with a vaccine. Now we want to go back to normal, we can live. If you didn't take the vaccine, you were called a criminal. But in spite of the vaccine, the virus spread. They said. The reason is, what they call a vaccine is not a vaccine. Scientists who always talk the truth about the vaccine were silenced. Those who gave the truth on YouTube or Facebook, they were cut off. Now the truth is coming out. Scientists open their mouths. Doctors open their mouths. Even CDC, the Center for Disease Control, they confessed that they had lied to the world. Many people have died of the vaccine. Lots of babies have died because they received the bad vaccine. And still, they say you should be vaccinated. They install a nanochip that changes your personality, your DNA. And that is why many say since they took the vaccine, their personality has changed. Somebody told me personally, since they took that inoculation, their personality had changed. You see, it is a lie. What they're telling us is lies. They are criminals and they should go to prison. Creating fear and getting rich on the fear that they had created. Unfortunately, you still see people with masks on the street and everywhere. They are ignorant of the truth. They are in fear. And people who are in fear, you can control. And the mask was only to control the people. Our opening verse said, "For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of violence." The dark places are full of evil. The world today is a dark world. Governments are dark places full of violence. CDC, WHO, WEF, Freemasons, and so on, they are the dark places where violence is discussed, and they discuss it how they can carry it out. And the people of those organizations, they belong to the prison. They should be locked up. They commit a grave sin and they will have to give an account when they stand before God. They said they wanted to save humanity, but actually their plan was to kill one third of humanity. The next hoax is the climate change. Everybody says climate is changing, we must eat less meat. Don't eat meat anymore because of the climate change. We should save energy. They want to get rid of all farm animals And they want to forbid the eating of meat. Understand? They destroy the harvest of the farmers. They even give money to farmers to destroy their crops. And that is food regulation. And a food regulation creates a shortage of food. And if people get hungry, you can control them. They will do anything, whatever you tell them, in order to get food. So don't be ignorant. Understand what is happening behind the scenes. It has started. We know the full extent will be after the rapture, but it has started. And understand what they are saying. Open your eyes and don't just follow every command like a zombie. When you watch sport, you think the winner is great. He's really good. He has won the race. Is he good? Do you know that the winner of every race has been decided before the race starts? Before the race starts, it is set who should win that race. So lies are in every dark place. And ignorance causes fear. The moment you eliminate God from anything in life, you went the wrong way. Don't eliminate God from your talk. Don't eliminate God from your thinking. There are those who say that is what Jesus said about the end time. When he said in Luke chapter 21, verse 10 and 11, then said he unto them, nations shall arise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be great earthquakes, and diverse places, famines and pestilences, and there shall be terrors and great signs from heaven. This verse has nothing to do with the time of today. Surely we have many troubles. But what Jesus is saying about what is going to happen, that will happen after the rapture in 7 years of tribulation, during that time. So what we see today will be greatly multiplied. Greatly multiplied. There will be severe earthquakes like we have never experienced. There will be pestilences. There will be famine because they have created it. Terrors everywhere. That will be after the rapture. And as the rapture is coming very, very soon, we must be prepared. The devil is getting prepared for his time. And we have to be prepared that we are not here after the rapture, but that we are taken up when the church is raptured. So don't let fear destroy you. Don't let the fear that they create disturb you. Climate change is a hoax also, but it will come during the tribulation. There will be a terrible climate change. Bible prophecy is foretelling this. As all are talking about problems, we know that God is in control, praise the Lord. Nothing is out of his control. Psalm 74:20 again. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitations of violence. So the dark places of the world are devising evil and violence. That's why it is important to take respect for the covenant. The law of the Lord is good. Have respect for the word of God. Adhere to the word of God and not to the world. It's never been so important to follow the word of God as it is today. Nothing can move us if we respect the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 15. It says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. We have to meditate his precepts. We have to respect his word. David, he loved the word of God. And so he said in Psalm 119, verse 97 and 98, oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I love your law. It makes me wiser than my enemies. People want to be wise, and so they study. They study. They get doctor titles, MBAs. People want to be wise, and they study. But study has nothing to do with wisdom. It has nothing to do with wisdom. The most influential, the most educated man of the world can be a fool. And the poorest beggar can be wise. Really, there's only one who does. There is only the one who listens to the words of God is wise, and especially he who puts the word into practice. And to those who are still afraid, Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, in the world you will have tribulation, but have good cheer, I have overcome the world. Jesus gave us peace. He gave us calmness, praise the Lord. There is nothing we have to fear. Jesus said he would be with us always up to the end of the world. He said, don't be afraid. When Jesus had risen from the dead and appeared to the disciples, they were always afraid. And he said each time, fear not, it is me. Fear not, it is me. And fear not is what he says to us. When the disciples and Jesus were on the boat in the middle of the lake, and Jesus was sleeping, suddenly a violent wind came and high waves, and they were in danger. They woke up Jesus and said, don't you care that we are drowning? He just commanded the waves, he commanded the storm, and it was calm. As they propagate energy shortage, we laugh at them because they contradict themselves. For lesser CO2 from the gas or petrol operated cars, they say use electric cars, electric bicycles, electric motorbikes, electric buses, and so on. Everything electric. Now, where do you get the electricity from if there is a shortage? As they say, why can Switzerland export electricity to other countries if there is a shortage? And they make money with it. Understand that dark places produce evil and violence. Find out where the dark places are and then avoid it. The only thing we can do is to respect the word of God. There are warnings, there are solutions, and there are prophecies. Take them to heart and stop fearing of all kinds of things that the world is talking about. Stop fearing. Concentrate on God. Concentrate on God Almighty and His righteousness. The only fear we should have is a fear of the Lord. Isaiah 43 verse 1 and 2 it says, "But now, says the Lord, your maker, O Jacob, your life giver. O Israel, have no fear, for I have taken up your cause, naming you by your name. I have made you mine. When you go through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not go over you. When you go through the fire, you will not be burned. And the flame will have no power over you." Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is with us.
Hallelujah.
What can happen to us? The world is making panic, trying to bring fear into people's lives. First all the COVID measures, then the climate change, now the energy crisis. If you do not know God, how do you react? How do you react without God? With utter despair. But Romans 8:31, it says, "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?" If God is for us, who can be against us? If you are in Christ, there is nothing to fear at all. Nothing to fear at all. We know that He will never leave us nor forsake us. His love to us and yours forever. He said, "Don't fear. I have overcome the world." Amen.
Amen.